Hello, everyone. The subject for tonight is the word daily. The most difficult part of our journey is not when we begin, nor is it when we end, but it is the road in between. Our beginning with the Lord is usually a honeymoon of joy and ecstasy, and the end of the road, though weary, is still attended by the joy of arriving and the bliss of accomplishment. The road in between is the story of our journey and the history of our walk. Everything written to us in the Bible is addressed to that vulnerable stage. We are told to wait on the Lord, run with patience the race before us, press toward the mark, and cling to God's promises. Paul feared to be a castaway, not at the beginning of his walk, nor at the end, but in the hot fight of the middle road. We must plainly and purely trust the word of God and endure at seeing him as seeing him who is invisible, because life is hard and monotonous, boring, taxing, mundane, and it goes on and on. But the most factual thing about life is that it is daily. In Luke 9:23, the word says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." God does not approve those who want to taste Christianity or take a sip of it or maybe try it out. Nothing provokes God more than part-time discipleship, and nothing exalts the heart of God more than our willingness to follow him daily. When God sent Israel the manna, for 40 years they had to eat it daily. One man of God said they ate it cold, they ate it hot, they ate it raw, or cooked, sliced and diced, baked and grilled. It still was the same manna, and they had to eat it daily. They hated it. They gagged by it and lost their appetite for it. They found out that the hardest thing about life is that it is daily. God tested Israel in the wilderness to see if they have a heavenly appetite daily and if they will trust God in living daily in his will. Number one, he wanted to see and test them if they have a heavenly appetite daily, if they will trust God in their daily living, if they are long-winded or part-time disciples. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, Paul said, "I die daily." In the scriptures, the word daily is mentioned so many times, like, "Give us this day our daily bread," "daily teaching," "take up his cross daily," "continuing daily," "added to the church daily." Daily searching the scripture and exhorting themselves daily. Great works are performed not by strength, but by long-winded perseverance. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night keeps the mail from its destination. Difficulties are things that show what men are. The best of life is to go, keep going, and help someone else to go. The most important day to keep in mind is today. Nothing in the world, including talent, genius, or education, can take the place of daily perseverance. The man who removed the mountain began by carrying away small stones. It's the daily grind which gives you the edge. Trying times are no times to quit trying. We all must have a finishing fever. We must daily resist temptation. Every moment of resistance to temptation is a victory. He that resolved to mend later resolved not to mend today. In the midst of our struggles and difficulties, we must daily find a little bit of heaven that lifts us to eternal heights, which remind us of our eternal destination. Sometimes we travel too fast for our own spiritual good, And when God speaks to us, we're going too fast that we run past the daily sound of His Word. At the beginning of our walk, when we receive Christ, we get a cheering section of friends and loved ones. And when we arrive to the celestial city, what a cheering party we will have by the angels and all those who went before us. Let us not be amongst the very few who do not stand in the heat and dust of the road in between. Let us also strive to fight our battles daily, to endure the ruggedness of the road daily, to seek strength from the Lord daily, to trust God's guidance daily, to watch daily and listen to God's voice. Honor Him with obedience, and may we, like Ephraim, increase daily. Amen.